Title: Fast Sketching of Jungle Chord Ideas Advanced. All right, let's do an advanced Ableton workflow lesson that's all about one thing: speed. Not speed like rush and make something sloppy. Speed like capture real jungle chord energy before your brain talks you out of it. We're going to sketch authentic jungle and drum and bass chord ideas in minutes, not hours, and we're going to do it in a way that locks to the rhythm of breaks, because in jungle, the syncopation is basically the harmony. By the end, you'll have a reusable jungle chord sketch setup, a 4-to-8 bar loop that bounces, an A and B call and response variation, and a couple quick flips like inversions, voicing shifts, or resampled chops that instantly push it into that real jungle zone. Let's get the session ready. Set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 174 range. I like 170 as a default, because it's a sweet spot for both classic and modern DNB feels. Make an 8-bar loop, either in arrangement or session view. And before we even touch chords, drop in a basic drum reference. Nothing fancy, just enough to tell you where the groove is. Make a MIDI track with drum rack. Put a kick on the 1, snares on 2 and 4, and run hats on 8ths or 16ths. If you've got swing options, go into Groove Pool and grab something subtle like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60. The key detail: don't apply the groove to the drums first. We'll apply groove to the chord clip later, so the stabs inherit the pocket of the break rather than sounding like perfect grid-based blocks. Now we build the fast chord sketch instrument. This is your don't think, just write rig. Create a MIDI track called Jungle Chords. For the instrument, choose something you can shape quickly. Waveatable is perfect for this. Set oscillator 1 to saw. Oscillator 2 also to saw. Detune it a little and use a small amount of unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Don't go crazy, because big unison can smear the transient, and jungle stabs need dead impact. Put the filter on a low pass 24 and add a bit of drive, maybe 5 to 15%. We're not trying to make a pad, we're trying to make a stab that feels like it could have been sampled. If you want more of a 90s flavor, analog works great too. Two saws, mild detune, and a filter envelope with a short decay so it naturally wants to stab instead of hold. Now the device chain. This is where the speed magic happens. First, put Ableton's chord MIDI effect before the synth. This is your one-finger harmony generator. Start with a minor 7 stack. Add 3 semitones, 7 semitones, and 10 semitones. So you're getting root, minor 3rd, 5th, and minor 7th. Next, add the scale MIDI effect. Set it to the key you're writing in. Let's use F minor as our example today. The scale device is your guardrail. When you're sketching quickly, you don't want to waste time fixing almost right notes later. This keeps you moving. Optionally, add arpeggiator, but use it carefully. Jungle chords are often stabs, not constant arps. If you do use it, try chord trigger, or gentle up-down at 1/8 or 1/16th, gate around 40 to 60%, just enough to create a pulse if you want movement, not so much that it turns into trance. After the synth, add saturator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. This is a big one. Saturation makes the chord feel printed, like it came from a sampler or a resample chain, not like a clean plugin demo. Add auto filter next. Use it as your space control and motion tool. A high pass around 120 to 300 Hz is common, depending on how heavy your bass will be. Give it a tiny envelope amount so the attack has a little bite. You're basically shaping the transient and keeping the low end out of the way. Then add hybrid reverb, or regular reverb if that's what you have. Short plate or small room. Decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the hit stays forward. And roll off the top, with a high cut around 6 to 10kHz so it doesn't fizz all over your hats. Then utility, for quick width control. You can widen to maybe 120 to 160%, but be careful. Jungle has wide moments, but the drop only hits if the center stays strong. A good habit is to keep the body of the stab relatively centered and only widen the airy layer later. Finish with EQ8. High pass anywhere from 120 to 250 Hz. If it's muddy, pull a little out around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's biting your ears, check 3 to 6kHz. Now do yourself a favor, save this whole track as a track preset. This is how you make future fast. You want to be able to open any DNB project and have jungle chords ready in 5 seconds. Now we write like a junglist, rhythm first. Here's the mindset shift. Don't write a chord progression first. Write stab placement first. Because if the stab rhythm doesn't bounce with the break, no amount of fancy ninths is going to make it feel right. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on jungle chords. Set your grid to 16ths. Now play stabs on classic syncopations. Try hits on the downbeat, then some offbeat answers. For example, put one on 1.1, then try one late in beat 2, another on beat 3, another early in beat 4. You're trying to get that question and answer around the snare. One simple rule: leave a little space after the snare so the chord can respond, not compete. And velocity is not optional. Velocity is the groove. Make your main accents somewhere around 90 to 120, then add ghosts around 40 to 70. Don't overdo it, but you want at least a couple of quieter stabs so the pattern breathes. Once one bar feels good against the drums, duplicate it to 4 bars. Don't change anything yet. Just make sure it loops with attitude. Now we create harmonic movement fast, without rewriting the whole thing. Method A is the fastest. Bass note movement, because we're using the chord device. One MIDI note changes the entire chord. So you can keep the same rhythm and just change the root note each bar. In F minor, try roots like F to D, B to Eb to C. That's a super common moody jungle movement. Another option, F to Ab to Eb to D, B. A little more uplift but still minor. If you want darker, do chromatic descent like F to E to Eb to DB. That immediately adds tension, especially if the drums are rolling. Keep the exact same rhythm. Only change the root notes. This is important, because it lets you hear whether the harmony works in the groove without getting distracted by new rhythms. Now method B. Automate chord color for instant A and B sections. Duplicate the chord track. Call them chords and chords B. On chords B, change the chord device offsets. If A is minor 7, try adding a 9th. Keep plus 3, plus 7, plus 10, and add plus 14. That extra note gives you that lush, classic atmospheric jungle color without you needing to compose anything new. If you want tension, experiment with cluster Y, crunchy voicings. Something like plus 1, plus 6, plus 10 can get nasty fast. Use that under breaks and it'll sound like a pulled sample, especially once it's resampled. Now alternate A and B every 2 bars, or do 8 bars of A and then 8 bars of B. That's your call and response. Same groove, different emotional spelling. Quick coaching note here, create a 2-minute decision loop for yourself. Every time you start a chord sketch, you're trying to hit 4 checkpoints fast. First, rhythm works on one chord. Second, you get 2 chord movement, even if it's just one root change. Third, you create A and B contrast. Fourth, you print to audio. If you're 10 minutes in and you haven't printed audio, you're probably composing with your eyes instead of your ears. Now let's get the real jungle stab feel. Envelope and resample. On your synth, set the amp envelope for stab behavior. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain low, like 0 to 20%. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. The goal is, it hits, it speaks, it gets out of the way. If you want movement, add autopan. Small amount, like 10 to 25%. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/4. If phase is at 0 degrees, it's more like tremolo. At 180 degrees, it's stereo movement. Again, subtle. The breaks are already doing a lot. Now resample, because resampling is how jungle becomes jungle. Solo your chord track. Create a new audio track. Set its input to resampling. Record 8 bars. Now you have audio. And audio is fast. Audio is commitment. Audio is stop endlessly tweaking the synth. Warp It. Complex Pro is fine for cleanish time stretch, but if you want grit, try texture, or even beats mode for that choppy hardware vibe. You can consolidate afterward to commit to the artifacts. Then chop it. You can slice transients manually, or do a fun Ableton hack. Convert that audio to a new MIDI track as if it were drums, just to get slices, then load it into simpler in slice mode. Now you can rearrange chord hits like break edits. That is extremely authentic jungle behavior. You're basically treating chords like you treat an amen. Now arrangement. We're going to turn your loop into something that feels like a real DNB section in about 32 bars. Bars 1 to 8. Intro tension. Use a high-pass filter automation, slowly opening up. Cheap stab sparse. Maybe more reverb here, because it's not the drop yet. Earn the space. Bars 9 to 16. Drop A. Full stab rhythm, shorter reverb, more definition. Bars 17 to 24, drop B variation. Switch to chords B or keep the harmony and change the density. Even one or two extra ghost stabs can make it feel like the break leveled up. Bars 25 to 32, breakdown or turnaround. This is where the resampled chop shines. Do a little fill, maybe strip drums for 2 bars, then slam back in. If you want an instant thickness layer, duplicate the chord track and make a second layer with operator, using sine or triangle for body. Low pass at around 800 HC to 2K HC, so it's just weight, not fizz. This way you get size without mod. Now let's avoid the classic mistakes that kill jungle cords. Mistake 1. Cords too sustained. If your cords hang around, they fight the break, they fight the base, and they make everything feel slower. Dabs leave air. Mistake 2. Too much low end. High pass your cords. Always. If you want low mid support, do it deliberately with a separate layer, and still keep it controlled. Mistake 3. No velocity variation. Perfectly even hits sound like a loop pack demo. Velocity creates human intention. Mistake 4. Overcomplicating harmony before groove. If the rhythm doesn't bounce, the harmony won't save it. Mistake 5. Stereo too wide too early. Wide chords and wide breaks equals a weak center. Keep the body centered. Widen the air. Now a few pro tips for darker or heavier DNB. Use semitone tension notes. That chromatic root movement, like F to E to Eb to D, is instant darkness, especially if the stab rhythm stays constant. Try parallel distortion using a return track. Make a return called chord dirt. Put saturator, then overdrive, then EQ8 with a high pass at 300 HC or higher. Send just 5 to 15%. That gives grit without turning your mix into a swamp. Try a gated reverb. Put a short plate, then a gate after it. Set the threshold so tails cut rhythmically. That gives you space that punches, not washes. And on resampled stabs and simpler, automate a pitch drop like transpose down 2 to 5 semitones over a bar, especially into a section change. That nasty pull down is pure old sampler edit energy. Another advanced musical trick, center of gravity notes. Even if you're moving roots, try keeping one note common across multiple bars, or across A and B. That repeated tone makes fast changes sound intentional instead of random. And one more, separate harmony writing from register choice. First pass, your only deciding movement, even if it's just single notes driving the chord device. Second pass, choose octave per stab. Some hits up an octave for urgency, some down for weight. This audio version is shortened for playback.